On Franklin and Marshall College Week, not all technology has been made small enough yet. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sean O'Brien, professor of classics, explores one instrument that needs to be smaller.
During the Middle Ages, texts were written on parchment with iron gall ink. Due to mishandling, exposure to light, and reuse, the ink on many of these manuscripts has faded, rendering them all but illegible. Scholars have been able to resurrect these faded texts by exposing them to ultraviolet light, which causes the ink to appear darker and the parchment brighter. Unfortunately, the equipment used for this process is bulky, expensive, and difficult to transport to European libraries and museums. The only other option is to send the manuscripts to a lab, but such irreplaceable documents rarely leave their repositories. In order to alleviate this situation, I worked with Professor Ken Krebs of the Department of Physics to create a device called the Manuscript Illuminator, a copy stand fitted with visible and ultraviolet lights. It will also accept infrared lights for imaging papyri. The greatest advantage of the Manuscript Illuminator is its portability. It is light, it works with an AC or DC power source, and it collapses into a container the size of a large briefcase. When completely assembled, it can fit on a table about the size of a TV tray. The Manuscript Illuminator, which has been awarded a patent, was recently tested at the University Library in Heidelberg, where it uncovered new texts, including doodles drawn by a medieval scribe. Our hope is that this device will enable researchers to image texts with greater ease and much less expense than was previously possible. Manuscripts no longer have to go to the imaging device. Now the imaging device can go to the manuscripts.
That was Sean O'Brien of Franklin and Marshall College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.